So you basically discovered Tao in the new six concept.
Yeah.
That's when that all started.
Yeah, although, see, what I discovered it, and I stayed there for the Vipassana, and got there, I don't know, probably in June or something, maybe. Because it was already, in those days, there was a lot more rain. Forests were way more extensive. And then I went, and when Ajahn Chah was in England, it was his second trip, it was 1979. And so I went to pay respects to him and aspiration to spend the Vipassana on my own in the forest. So when Rupa came back, and I stayed with him and Joseph Campbell, the worker, and when he came back, and he gave his blessing for me, but that was sort of the outside mind. Where I spent the blessing. And it was 8 years after that, because I'd been here and there, and then I became abbot of one of the chapter. After being abbot for a while, then I thought, it would be nice. I just kept thinking of Dalton. It would be a nice place to take the monks and introduce them to the real forest. So I contacted the owner, Yonzuna, and see if we could take the monks up there. And we did, and we did it for several years in a row, go up for a month or two. And but they were the mine where I spent the last time. But the actual area where my kuti was that was still very dense. But the area outside had been logged, and wasn't as the forest wasn't as because it had been commercially logged in the interim between when I was there for the Vipassana and when we came back. But the area inside wasn't, so we started going over there more. And they always us to set it down. And then Yom Suvan offered where Ajahn Koisipo's monastery was. Have you ever been there?
The big one?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, she offered that land to me.
All right.
Yeah, I started that, and I thought, so, not a shot, but doing this, doing that, and I asked Ajahn Koisipo if he'd be interested. He was up here to start to look for a place. I said, you don't have to go looking. I've got a place for him. 15. Okay.